This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, your weekly connection to turfgrass information, brought to you by Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm the Turf Extension Specialist here at Cornell University in the School of Integrative Plant Science, and this is the Shortcut Podcast for May 25th, 2015. That's Volume 16, Issue 8. The dry weather pattern for much of the Northeast is now accumulating to create significant drought-like conditions across the entire region. About 60% of the Northeast is abnormally dry, and 40 to 80% of the topsoil in New England and about 30% in New York is below the 10-year average for soil moisture. Many of the areas in the Northeast have received no measurable rainfall for the entire month of May. Dry conditions that create severe moisture and drought stress challenge the best turf managers to be efficient and effective with water management programs. Increased reliance on irrigation systems often exposes the weaknesses of the systems. These weaknesses can include poor water quality, poor functioning delivery systems, and for those of you getting the print edition, you'll see a picture with a sprinkler that's shooting far and keeping it green in a distance, and there's no lower nozzle to irrigate the turf right next to it. And then finally, poor decision-making on amounts and frequency of irrigation. It seems odd that often at these times we tend to create problems with our irrigation more often than we solve. High-value turf areas, especially on sandy soils, need to be mindful of developing water-repellent conditions that lead to localized dry spot. These conditions can be remediated with an effective wetting agent program focused on helping the system retain water, especially products that allow for more deep retention of water. For those without irrigation, avoid contact with your lawn as it enters drought stress and consider allowing normal dormancy to occur. From the weather front to a third straight above normal week region-wide with temps 2 to 6 degrees above normal with areas of high heat stress, closer to the coast was cooler due to a still cold Atlantic Ocean. We're surging ahead of last year and ahead of normal by 7 to 14 days. Soils are the high of 60 and lows of 70s. Very dry conditions continued for the fourth consecutive week, except a small area through the southern tier of New York and Pennsylvania. Evapotranspiration is now consistently at an inch or an inch and a quarter region-wide, and drought stress is evident. The Northeast Drought Monitor indicates 75% of the region is abnormally dry, and greater than 50% of the soils are very dry. The forecast for the coming week, a warm and spotty showery week ahead. Midweek, expect temps 8 to 10 above normal in the 80s and 90s. Overnight lows also above normal, 60s and 70s. Some widespread rainfall expected by late week and into following weekend. Long-term model showing much the same pattern of warm and dry conditions to continue. And you can check out all our weather information, predictive websites, irrigation and moisture information on our forecast website. A couple of regional clips, first from Rutgers, Rich Buckley. Poor choices for ornamental plants and transplant damage from improper irrigation coming into the lab. Victoria Wallace, Extension Specialist for the University of Connecticut. Most turf showing extreme drought stress. Even weeds are actively curling leaves to cope with dry. Annual bluegrass disappearing on unirrigated lawns, says Jerry Giordano in Westchester County, and widespread drought stress is evident. And finally, Walt Nelson in Rochester says areas with thin soil or buried rock showing most stress. Crabgrass has begun to tiller in Rochester. And the resource spotlight for this week is about turfgrass water conservation, a publication from the University of California. The dry conditions are challenging the Northeast this spring, and since this has not been common the last few seasons, many might need some refresher on water management during these types of conditions. An excellent resource from the University of California, and authored by Steve Cockerham at Cal Riverside and Bernd Leinhauer at New Mexico State University, is available to help. Attention is paid to water quality and turfgrass as a key part of the urban environment, how integrating turfgrass with other landscape uses of water can be a part of a conservation plan, maximizing drought stress tolerance. And you access this great resource at anrcanrcatalog.ucdavis.edu. Again, it's turfgrass water conservation from the University of California. And our question for the week, no surprise, is, are there some easy tips for managing drought stress turf? There are several tips for the majority of lawn and landscape managers to be aware of as drought stress conditions prevail. Fertilize less or not at all. It's too late now for you to precondition your turf area to drought conditions. The basis of a drought-hardy fertilizer program is late-season fall feeding, when top growth slows and root growth is active. Deeper roots means more access to water. Mow less, not at all, or when air is cool. Plain and simple, even when performed correctly, mowing increases water loss. Therefore, reducing mowing frequency will decrease water loss. Still, if the function of the turf site requires mowing, do so at cooler times of day. Mower wheel tracks can result from mowing during the heat of the day. mow high. Again, it is best to mow high at all times to promote deep rooting, which is helpful, helps turf tolerate drought. However, mowing high during drought periods will provide some soil shading and reduce evaporation of any moisture from the soil surface. While research has shown that higher cut turf uses more water, most of that research was conducted under well-watered conditions, not drought. Therefore, any benefit of deeper rooting and shading should be exploited. Leave clippings, not clumps. There's been some research that indicates that leaving clippings on the lawn actually provides a mulching benefit and conserves moisture. Clumps of grass actually increase heat stress and shade plants below. Also, when moisture returns, regular clipping return stimulates earthworm activity and improves infiltration. Sharp blade. As mentioned earlier, mowing increases water loss. In addition, studies have shown dull mower blades that tear or shred grass leaves can increase water loss by 30 to 50%. No edging. While a well-defined lawn edge might be visually appealing, the exposed soil, thatch, and roots more easily desiccates and may allow for weed invasion. The cool water for survival and let turf go dormant. The cool season grasses we use in northern climates experience a summer stress period by the nature of their physiological requirements. While we might be able to sustain turf in the summer with irrigation, during drought period it is wise to allow the turf to go dormant, lest the function of the area prohibits golf or athletic fields. Studies have shown that cool season grasses need only 1/4 inch of water over a 6-week period to avoid desiccation. Therefore, when water loss is high, as measured by evapotranspiration, and drought conditions persist, turf water needs can exceed 1.5 inches of water per week. So it makes sense to allow turf to go dormant and recover when rainfall returns. Thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between Cornell University and the New York State Turfgrass Association. This is Frank Rossi in the School of Integrative Plant Science at Cornell University. I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.